from Marketplace. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. The major blockbuster films Barbie and Oppenheimer have arrived in movie theaters. The two movies combined are expected to earn hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office this weekend. Of course, meanwhile, film actors are in their second week of a strike. That means union actors won't be doing any promotional work to hype their movies. So what does that mean for box office revenue? Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
When the comedy No Hard Feelings hit theaters last month, Jennifer Lawrence couldn't plug it on, say, late-night talk shows. Because of the writer's strike, those shows were on hiatus. The movie still made $70 million worldwide, which isn't bad, but box office reporter Scott Mendelson at The Wrap says it maybe could have done better.
That's a film that was very much predicated on an old-school movie star selling awareness and interest in the film to old-school publicity marketplaces.
With the SAG strike, new modes of publicity are also off limits. Actors can't appear on podcasts or even that YouTube show where celebrities eat insanely spicy chicken wings. And actors also won't be promoting movies on social media, which ironically could be better for profits. Julianne Treem is an economist at North Carolina State who published a paper on movie star tweets.
Tweeting prior to the movie actually decreased revenues.
Makes sense. Previews are way better than tweets anyway. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.